This has been going on now for quite some time, and we've been working extremely hard. All the councillors in Inishowen have been working extremely hard on this to try to get the facilities at Malin Head moved forward. I'm delighted today that phase two of the project is out to tender, with hoping that work will be completed by early May of 2017. And then we are ready to push forward extremely quickly, hopefully with phase three of the project, and get it out to public consultation, where everyone in the general public will have their opinion and their chance to put their views forward of what the best thing is for Malin Head. But as you know, Donald, with the numbers that Malin Head is receiving in visitors over the last couple of years, it's well up now over 150,000, 160,000 people. We have to get something done, and we have to get it done quickly. In this day and age where people are coming, busloads of people travelling 4 or 5 hours, the least that you could expect when you get a top quality tourist area like Malin Head would be toilets. We need something in Malin Head that's going to keep people there for much longer than what they're staying, that we're able to facilitate in sending those people all around Inishowen, all around Donegal.
But there is to be a robust conversation, I'm sure, in terms of what the best way to develop is, in a way that can cater for the needs of tourists, but not in any way threatening or compromising the beauty of the area and the amenity that Malin Head provides at present.
Absolutely not, Donald. Our key thing in this is to not destroy any beauty there, and for no one has any intentions of doing that. But at the same time, we do have to put facilities in place that can cater for the numbers that are coming to Malin Head, and that's what we are trying to do.